Having said this, Beelzebub became silent and looked expectantly at his grandson, who, as though talking to himself, asked very sadly in a voice of despair, "How will it all end? Is there really no way out? Must those unfortunate souls who were formed on that ill-fated planet really remain eternally unperfected and be endlessly coated in various planetary forms, languishing everlastingly on account of the consequences of the properties of that accursed organ, Kundabuffer, which for reasons extraneous to them was implanted in the planetary bodies of the first three centered beings of that ill-fated planet? Where then is that pillar upon which, as it were, our whole megalocosmos rests, and which is called justice? No, it cannot be. Something is wrong, because during the whole of my existence, not once has the smallest doubt ever crept into me that objective justice exists. I must see this clearly and understand it. Why? Why? At any rate, from this very moment, it will be the aim of my existence to understand clearly why the souls arising in those terrestrial three-centered beings are in such an unprecedentedly terrible situation." Having said this, poor Hassin, as though overwhelmed, bowed his head and became deeply thoughtful. Beelzebub gave him a strange look, strange because in this look his love for Hassin shone through, and at the same time it could be seen how glad he was that his grandson was experiencing such sorrow. Their silence lasted a fairly long time. At last Beelzebub heaved a deep sigh, as though from the depths of his being, and turned to his grandson with the following words, "Yes, my dear Hassin, certainly there is something not quite right here. But if nothing could be done by that being who has now the reason of the sacred Podkulad and is one of the first assistants of our endlessness in the government of the world, namely the very saintly Ashihara Shiamash, if even he could do nothing for the beings of that planet, what can we say, we whose reason is scarcely higher than that of ordinary beings? Do you remember how the very saintly Ashihara Shiamash, in his deliberations under the title of the Terror of the Situation, said, 'If it is still possible to save the beings of the earth, time alone can do it.' As for us, we can only say the same thing in regard to this terrible property of theirs we have just been speaking of, that is, their periodic need to destroy each other's existence. For the moment, we can only say that if this property of the terrestrial beings is to disappear from that unfortunate planet, it will be through time alone, either under the guidance of a being with very high reason, or thanks to certain exceptional cosmic events." Having said this, Beelzebub again turned to Hassin with that same strange look.